Connor Cape on the Connor Cape Show, Mile High Sports.
Welcome back to the Connor Cape Show, Mile High Sports, 1340. I'm Connor Cape. On the other side of the glass is Jake Meyer. We've been talking about the Broncos and their quarterback conundrum, which I've decided is not really a conundrum at all. It's Paxton Lynch or bust. Unless Paxton Lynch just absolutely cannot handle the playbook or something like that, it's got to be him that you give the keys to, because you've seen what Trevor Siemian can do, and what Trevor Siemian can do is he takes a Super Bowl winning team and misses the playoffs the following year. That, with this roster, with this defense, with guys like Von Miller and the no-fly zone, you're wasting their prime. And John Elway knows this, and the Broncos know this, and everybody there knows this. All the fans know this. So is Paxton Lynch a question mark? Yes. Is what's possible with Paxton Lynch? Does he have a higher ceiling than Trevor Siemian? Yes. Does he have a lower floor? Yes. So it's a gamble. But one thing people talk about when they talk about John Elway and the Broncos is John Elway likes to gamble. John Elway likes to play high-stakes poker. And that is what Paxton Lynch will be. It's high stakes. It's the NFL. It's the playoffs. It's the Super Bowl on the line. And in the AFC, there's no clear number two. The New England Patriots are the best team in the league by and far. By a lot. And then you have a squabble of teams behind them with the Steelers, the Raiders, the Chiefs, the Broncos. Maybe the Dolphins play very well this year. They made the playoffs. Maybe the Texans, if Deshaun Watson starts and plays and is phenomenal, like Dak Prescott. I think Bill O'Brien is a good football coach. I mean, look what he's done with that team, getting them to the playoffs and beating a Raiders team that didn't have Derek Carr. The Ravens, they still have Joe Flacco, which everyone seems to have decided that Joe Flacco is not elite anymore. That was a fun debate.
Is he still getting paid elite money, though?
He's still getting paid elite money.
Yeah, there we go.
So Joe Flacco's bank account is elite. Joe Flacco on the football field is not elite. But he's won a Super Bowl before, and Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. So there's really, for me, I don't look at the Ravens and think, oh yeah, Ravens are terrible. I think that's a coaching staff with a quarterback that has won the biggest game in football and could do it again if all the pieces fall right. I think they need a situation like that. I think they need to get lucky. I think they need the dominoes to fall their way. Same thing with the Bengals, who did not have a very good year last year. And that's kind of the roundup of the AFC. You have the Colts and Titans, who are on the periphery to me. They have quarterbacks, but tons of question marks everywhere else. And I think the Colts hiring Chris Ballard as their GM, he's very highly thought of when he was with the Chiefs. That seems like it's a couple years away. That seems like something where you retool the roster and Ballard brings in his own guys and does his own thing. And then you make a charge through Luck's prime and into his 30s. It seems to be kind of what the Colts should be doing. We'll see what Ballard does. Titans, I love, love, love Marcus Mariota. I loved him at Oregon. I love Marcus Mariota. He is kind of like Jameis Winston to me. Same class, same draft, and there are young guys who, if everything falls around them the right way, if they get the right coaching staff and the right talent around them, they can be perennial Pro Bowlers. They can make the playoffs every year. They can contend for titles, just like they did in college. I think that is what the ceiling for Mariota and Winston is. But the thing about the Titans is I don't know if they have all the other pieces around Mariota.
Besides Delanie Walker, who's he got to throw to, really?
They have the wide receiver from Baylor. Is it Kendall Wright?
Yeah. And they made a move to get Andre Johnson, but he's out of his prime.
No. Yeah. So that's where the Titans kind of stand. But the AFC South is also very wide open, in my opinion, because the Texans have quarterback question marks like they did last year. And if Deshaun Watson, you know, the Texans are kind of banking on Deshaun Watson winning that job and taking them to a 10 or 11 win season. But it's also very possible that Deshaun Watson is not Dak Prescott and that that does not happen. And the Texans only win 6 games or 7 games because it's hard to win in the NFL as a rookie. And that leaves the door open for the Titans. Or, dare I say it, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know you're a big fan of the Jaguars. They don't have a quarterback either. Which
I thought Blake Bortles was all right.
You thought wrong. And that's kind of the MO for every NFL team. Well, you know, they got some pieces, they got some players, but they don't have a quarterback. That's what you notice when you look around the league, is question marks at the quarterback position with talent around them, and the Broncos are leading the charge there. Which, why are the Broncos not looking elsewhere for a quarterback? When John Elway got to town and brought in Peyton Manning, that was looking elsewhere. That was not a draft pick. That was not an in-house move. That was John Elway using his position as John Elway to bring in Peyton Manning with the intention of winning a Super Bowl. And that's what happened. And then you have the Tony Romo thing this year where Tony Romo chose TV. But there are still other options out there. Colin Kaepernick is still unsigned.
Yes.
And Colin Kaepernick did not play terribly last year. He played on a bad football team.
Yeah. A complete rebuilding team.
A team that was in year zero and its coach was a lame duck and Chip Kelly is now not even coaching. He's working in television. That tells me everything I need to know about the 49ers last year. And of course, there are other issues, quote unquote, surrounding Colin Kaepernick and things that people don't want to address or people have made up their mind about Colin Kaepernick. But you're in the business of winning football games if you're the Denver Broncos. That is the Denver Broncos' sole purpose. We talked about moral victories yesterday and how much I just do not like moral victories. And in the NFL, there's no moral victories for a team like the Denver Broncos. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Every year.
Every year. Especially with this roster. They've done such a great job of building this roster, building this defense, and the time to win is now. So why not bring in the best quarterback available? Who is available that's better than Colin Kaepernick? Jay Cutler?
Also chose TV.
Also chose TV. And I was a fan of Jay Cutler's. Jay Cutler has a huge arm. Jay Cutler's knock is people don't like Jay Cutler because Jay Cutler's unfocused and lackadaisical and all of those things. And I understand that. But I'm sure he could be pried out of the television booth in August. And I don't think it's going to happen with Tony Romo, but if the right deal is there, he talks about how he's still going to have the itch. So maybe John Elway makes a visit and says, all right, we need to see if you still have that itch and we need to see if you can go because we thought the answer was Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian and it's not. So if it's not Siemian and if it's not Lynch, and if it's not Jay Cutler or Tony Romo, Kaepernick's the best available, right?
Absolutely. He's got so much more talent than Siemian and I think Paxton Lynch. And he's got experience in the NFL as well. He took the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
He took the 49ers to the Super Bowl in a very controversial time when Alex Smith got hurt. I'm sure that locker room was slightly divided on that decision. And he won them all over anyway. And he took them to the Super Bowl. That's the mark of someone who's a leader. What does Kaepernick not have that the Broncos are looking for that Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian have? I don't know. This is the Connor Cape Show, Mile High Sports.